Today's daf is Zvochim daf Mem Beis. We will begin two lines from the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara in the middle of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis segued to one of the more lumdishes sugyas in Masechet Zvochim, and that is the sugya of Mefaglin Bechatzi Mater or Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Mater. And the sugya began with a Mishnah. Pigel Bekoimitz, V'loi B'levoina, B'levoina V'loi Bekoimitz. So the Kohen was being makter the Karban Mincha, which we know contained two components. There was the Koimitz and there was the Levoina. And he had a Machsheves Pigel during one, not during the other. Says the Mishnah, Mameya Oimer Pigel, V'chayoban Olav Karas, V'chachomim Oimer, Ein Bei Karas, Achi Yifaga B'chol Amat. Poshet. The Chachomim hold that in order for a Kohen to have a machshavas pigel during the aktara of the mincha, he would have to have the machshava during the entire aktara. Both components, both the koimitz and the levoina. Meaning, because ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. If you would only have the machshavas pigel while he's being makter the koimitz, or while he's being makter the levoina, that in and of itself wouldn't be enough. Whereas Rav Meir holds pigel, because Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Stating that, the Gemara said, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, loy teima time the Rav Meir, the kasavim b'chatzi mater. Don't think that the pshan Rav Meir is because he holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater. It's not true. Even Rav Meir agrees, ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Aye, how could Rav Meir say, pigel b'koimitz v'loy b'lovoyna b'lovoyna b'loy b'koimitz? Hocha b'may askinon, shenosan es ha-koimitz b'machshova v'lovoyna b'shtika. It's talking about where the machshavas pigel that he had b'chatzi mater was in the first chatzi. And once he establishes the first half of avodah as being done with a machshavas pigel, even if the second part of the avodah he doesn't do b'machshavas pigel, he does it quote-unquote b'shtika, but kol ois al das rishayna ois. And it's for that reason, it's as if the entire avodah was done with a machshavas pigel. But in terms of lomdis, mefaglim mechatzi mater, no, even Rameh agrees a mefaglim mechatzi mater. We're making an ikimta that he first had the machshavas pigel. Once you start doing an avodah with a machshavas pigel, even if later you resume it without the machshavas pigel, kolois al das rishayna ois, he had the svar of kolois al das rishayna ois way back when, on daf beis amud beis. But the bottom line is, the pashtus, the beer in the machloikis, Reish Lakish and Rav Meir, in that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, is whether Mefaglim b'chatzi mater, ein mefaglim b'chatzi mater. Reish Lakish said a chiddush that everybody holds ein mefaglim b'chatzi mater. What's pshat in Rav Meir shita? Pigel b'koimitz b'loy b'levoina. It's still going to be a machshavas pigel b'chayov and all of kares. It's because being that you started doing the avoida with a machshavas pigel, kol ois al das rishayna ois. We're going to see in the sugya that this shaila of mefaglim b'chatzi mater, ein mefaglim b'chatzi mater, has implications in other avoidas as well. The Mishnah Menachos is discussing the haktara of the karban mincha. The two chatzi maters are the haktaras hakoimetz and the haktara of the levoina. But a more relevant case when you're learning Masechta Zvachim is if the koyin had a machshavas pigel during one of the zrikos or one of the hazois of a carp. Now, according by a carbon that was born in the Mizbeach Achitzai, according to Beis Hillel, all karbanos, and according to Beis Shammai, all with the exception of the Karban Chatas, it's not negeya. A shayla mefagel rein mefagel mechatzi mata by the zrika, because all you have to do is one zrika. The shayla is a chatas chitzoyna alibi de Beis Shammai, or the chatas pnimi alibi de kuli alma. As we saw in the Reisha, in the Mishnah, right in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, you have to halt cheshbon when you learn these sugyas. There, each hazah in and of itself is ma'akev. As a result, each hazah should be treated as a chatzi mater. So you'd have the same shayla over there. If the koyein was mefagel during one of the chatois, one of the hazois by a chatas apnimi, mefaglin b'chatzi mater, and mefaglin b'chatzi mater. At first glance, it would seem to be a machlok is remaining the chachamim. But according to Reish Lakish, even Rav Meir would hold, it wouldn't be a machshavas pigel unless it was the first one. If it's the first one, then you have the svara of kol ois al das rishayna ois. That's the very important introduction to this morning's daf. Either way, the entire daf is going to discuss this sugya of mefaglin b'chatzi mater. And the Gemara begins with a kasha on Reish Lakish. Meisavei, ba'met varam amurim, bidomim hanitonim, ala mezbeach achitzim. When is it true that if a kohen had a machshavas pigel during one zrika, that's enough for it to make the carbon pigel. That's if the zrika was of a carbon whose dam goes on the mezbeach hachitzen. But if a kohen had a machshavas pigel during one zrika of a carbon that goes on the mezbeach hapnimi, kigoyin arbon the sholish shaliyeh makipurim, one of, and we'll see what that means, one of, but one of the 43 hazois that were done on Yom Kippur. One of the 11 zrikas that were brought with the parakoy mashiach. Or one of the 11 azoyas that were done with the parakoy mashiach. Over there, the halacha would be pigel, if he had a machshav as pigel, bein berishayna, bein bishniya, bein bishlishas, whether it was the first, the second, or the third. Again, we'll see in a moment what that means. Rameh, I'm a pigel, v'chayav, and all the karas. In Korint, Rameh, it's going to be pigel. The chachamim oimrim, ain't by karas, ad shifaga b'chol amat. But the chachamim mold is not going to be karas, ad shifaga b'chol amat. So the Gemara presents a Tosefta, and this Tosefta is going to be a big kasha on Reish Lakish's beer and Shitas Rameh. So first, what's the Tosefta? So the background you need for the Tosefta is that on Yom Kippur, there were 43 hazois that were done. There were two karbonos that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur, whose dam went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They were two of the five Chatois HaPnimiyos that we spoke about earlier in the week. The Par Yom HaKippurim, the Soir Lashem, that's the other Soir, not the one that went Lazazel, and the Soir Lashem. The Kohen would take from the dam HaPar and the dam HaSoir, and he would spritz. There were four sets of Hazois, you have to know this, in order to understand the Daf, that were done with the dam HaPar and the dam HaSoir. The Kohen would take from the dam HaPar, do 8 hazois, achas lamayla v'sheva lamata, by the Bein Abadim. That was in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Badim as in the Badei Ar. He would repeat the same exact thing with the Sar HaNasal Hashem. So 8 plus 8, back of the envelope arithmetic, is 16. So there were 16 hazois that were done, Bein Abadim. Then there were another 16, a set of 8 and a set of 8 that were done on Keneged HaPareiches. So you have 16 plus 16, that's 32. Then the Kohen would take the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSar, he would mish it, and do 4 hazois on the 4 karnois of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. 32 plus 4 is 36. Then the Torah says you should take again from the mixture of the dam and spritz 7 times al tiyareish al Mizbeach, which we understand means the top of the Mizbeach. You would remove the ketores, find a good clean spot, lemaila al gaga Mizbeach, and do another 7. So it's 16 plus 16. Plus 4 plus 7, the number you get is 43. But the 43 hazois were made up of 4 sets of hazois. There were hazois that were done Bein Habadim, 16 of them, 8 with the Dam HaPar, 8 with the Dam HaSar. Another 16 that were done Keneged HaPareiches, again, made up of 2 sets of 8, 8 with the Dam HaPar, 8 with the Dam HaSar. Then there were 4 that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi of the Karnes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, a regular traditional hazah, like we're done with all Chatois HaPnimiyos, and then you had the 7 that were done on the Gag of the Mizbeach. Says the Braisa, it's a Tosefta, that this halacha, that if the Kohen is mefagel during one Zrika, it creates a pigle. That's only true Damim HaNitonim HaMizbeach HaChitzah. But Damim HaNitonim HaMizbeach HaPnimi Kegoyin. And the Braisa gives 3 examples. The 43 Azoyas that were done in Yom Kippur, and the 11 that were done with the Parakoy Mashiach, 11 that were done Paralam Davashal Tzibur. Let's focus on the 43 that were done on Yom Kippur. We'll pick that. Pigel, bein berishayna. If you had a machshav, it's pigel berishayna. Very important Rashi. What does Rishayna mean? Bematone shalafnai belefnim. During all 16 of the Azoyas that were done, Bein Abadim, Bein Bishniya, or during all 16 of the Hazois that were done, Keneged HaPareiches, Ubein HaShlishes, all 4 that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the 4 Karnois, meaning Rishon, Shniya, and Shlishes are the first 3 sets. Now what's Pashup Shat? What's the beer in the Machlekes Remei and the Chachamim? Remei holds Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater. The Chachamim holds Ein Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater. But says the Gemara, Ketani Mia, what do you see in the Tosefta? Let's be Medayik L'shoyne Yazov Shal HaTosefta. Bein B'rishoyne, Bein B'shniyah, Bein B'shlishes. Whether it was the first, the second, or the third. Now, Bishleim, if Remei holds Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater, it doesn't matter if it was the first, the second, or the third. First set, second set, third set, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater means Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater. According to Reish Lakish, that says that even Reb Meir holds Ein Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater, and the whole Yisoid of Reb Meir by Pigel B'Koymetz B'Loy B'Lavoyne is because being that he was Mefagel first in the Koymetz, and it was B'Lavoyne that he was Shoyseh, Koloisa Das Rishayna Oisa, it doesn't matter that he didn't have a Machshavas Pigel when he was Makhted the Lavoyne, then why, if he was Mefagel B'Shni or B'Shlishes, is it a Machshavas Pigel? I understand if he had a Machshavas Pigel B'Rishayna, so then for the Shni and the Shlishes, we're going to say Koloisa Das Rishayna Oisa. But L'chura, didn't the Braisa say Bein B'Rishayna, Bein B'Shni, Bein B'Shlishes? And the Gemara now is going to give 3 terutzim to try to answer this question. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba Nachum Mayaskinon. We have to say a doichik to say Pshan in this Tosefta. It's not talking about with a Kohen, with a Kohen Gadol, in the case of Yom Kippur, had a Machsheves Pigel while he was doing the Zrikos of Lifnai V'Lifnim, or the Zrikos of Kineged Aparoichas, or the Zrikos that were brought all kind of Samizbeach? Because that would be a question of Mefag B'chatzi Mater. Even a mayor holds a Mefag B'chatzi Mater. Hachach Mayaskinon, the Koyen did the Hazois Lefnai V'Lefnim. And then afterwards it was Nishpach Adam. He lost the Dama Par and the Dama Sar. So what do? You bring another Par and bring another Sar. And you start again from where you're up to. Now to Shaila, could you start from the Hazah you're up to, or do you have to begin the set all over again? Let's say it was Nishbach after the fifth Hazah in one of the respective sets. So that's a Shaila. But let's keep the case simple. It's talking about after you completed a set, now it was Nishbach Adam. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring a new carbon, a new par, a new sawyer, and you can do that all over again. Remeir Shita is that if the Kohen Gadol had a Machsheves Pigel, when he brought the second par, why do you have to bring the second part? Because he lost the dam. It was Nishbach Adam of the first part. There, the Machshava in the Shechita is going to be a Machshava. And even though technically the Shechita right now is only part of the Avodas HaShechita, because it's going to end up that you're doing the Mem Gimel Azoyis with two different Parim, or two different Seirim, but Lemaisa, each Shechita is considered Chad Mater, says the Gemara, and it's over there that Reb Meir is going to hold that it's going to be a Machshavas Pigel. It's not a classic Chatzim Mater. One Hazah is a Chatzim Mater. Haktaras HaLevoinu versus Haktaras HaKoyimitz, that's a question of Chatzim Mater. But one out of two Shechita, it's being that Shechita ordinarily is looked at as a Voidah for itself. So when we say Pigel, Bein B'Rishayna, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishis, we don't mean Hazah, we don't even mean sets of Hazah. What we mean is Shechita, the first Shechita, the second Shechita, the third Shechita, in the event that there were multiple shechitas. But the Gemara's cash is Yachim, my time in the Rabbanon. So why did the Rabbanon argue? I mean, you're telling me that Rameir also holds a Mefagel Mechatzi Mater. I, Rameir, it's a shechita, it's not a Chatzi Mater. The Manav Shachta, why did the Rabbanon argue? Bishloim, if there's a Machloikis, a Masechtis, Menachis, and a Mishnah. Rameir in the Chachamim, where the Mefagel Mechatzi Mater, so you'll tell me, this Tishtefta is Lishitasa, it's the same Shaila. Mefagel, Rei Mefagel, we understand Rameir, we understand the Chachamim. But in Rish Lakish's world, it's Jdaz, Rameir. Nobody holds Mefagel Mechatzi Mater. I have a Mefurish Tishtefta. You have to make it a Kimta, we're talking about shechita, which is not a Chatzi Mater. Okay, so there's no Rabbanon that ever argued with that. So my time with the Rabbanon, Amar Rav, it's a whole different Rabbanon. It's not Rav Meir and the Rabbanon of this Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. Who is this Rabbanon? It's Rabbi Eliezer here. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Koyim is followed by the Vaktor. So Michas Kehan, Michas Kehan Mashiach, Michas Nesachi, and all these different types of Menachos, Shehikriv, Me'achas Mehem, Kezayis, Bechutz Chayim. So there's Halachi, and now they're doing Avoyda Bachutz. What type of Avoyda? So we're going to have to wait for Perek HaShoichet Amayla to see the details. But Aktor is one of them. So if someone's Makter, or kezayis of anything that was supposed to be burned on the mizbeach b'chutz, the halacha is yischayv. How much does he have to be makter? So it's really a machloikis. Tanakama says kezayis. Rabbi Eliezer poyte achi yakiv es kula. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be makter of the entire thing. So what do you see from there? That even though a haktaras kezayis ordinarily is considered choshev, but when it comes to the halacha of chutz, you need to be makter the ganze zach. So the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the halachas of chutz requires not just a haktara chashuva, but the entire haktara. So maybe as it relates to the halachas of pigol, Reb Eliezer would apply the same principle, that it's not enough to do an avoida chashuva, but you need to do an entire avoida. Thus, one of two shechitas, in the event that you needed two shechitas to bring a carbon, wouldn't be considered an avoida chashuva. If one of two zrikas wouldn't be considered wouldn't be avoida chashuva. So the rabbanon that argue and hold you can't be mefagel in one of the two shechitas, hamani Reb Eliezer. But the Gemara says, "Vama Rava Rava said, 'Amid Reb Eliezer bedomim.' That even Reb Eliezer that says that if you makter a kizayis." Bachutz yinat chayev, he's moida, that if you do one zrika bachutz, you are chayev. And even though one zrika, you would think, would be the equivalent of a kizayis of aktara, but here it's different. And what's the basis for it? How did Rava know that? The Tanan. Because Rava shteltsu, another Reb Eliezer. He felt it had to be that way in order to reconcile this Reb Eliezer with a different Reb Eliezer. Now, that other Reb Eliezer is a Masechtas Yuma. Tanan Reb Eliezer, Shimon Oimri, Mbok Mishal Pasak, Misham Hu Maskas. We mentioned earlier, what happens if the Kohen's in the middle doing the Avodah? Let's talk about Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Nishmach Adam. He loses the blood. Simply, he just can't use it anymore. Forget psul nishbach. He just doesn't have dam anymore to use. So you bring another carbon. So the question is, you have to start all over again? So the Chachamim say you start from the beginning of the set that you were up to. So if you're middle doing the hazoyas of Bein Abadim, you start from the beginning of Bein Abadim. If the Kangala was middle doing the hazoyas of the Pareichas, you start from the beginning of that. Lezer B'Shimon argue. They hold Mimokim Shepasak, Misham Hu Maschel. Whatever Zrika you're up to, that's where you start from. So let's say there's one Zrika left. He has one zrika. He did 42 out of the 43. You bring a par, you bring a sire, you mish it together, you do that one zrika. That's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tain is Rava. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it comes out it's possible to bring a whole carbon just for one hazah. That means one hazah is chashiv. If one hazah is chashiv, one hazah bachutz is going to be chai. So Tain is the Gemara. How can you shout Rabbi Eliezer Shita over here? The same Rabbi Eliezer that holds that if you makter a kezayis bachutz, you're potter, because it's not an avodah shleima. Rava said holds that if you do one hazah bachutz, you are going to be chai. Why? Because you could do a shchita for one hazah. Oh, that means if hazah is chashav, because you could do a shchita for hazah, what does it tell you about the shchita? The shchita is definitely chashav. So even though it's true, there is a Rabbi Eliezer that holds that there's a chashivos for the ganza avoida, and it relates to chutz, and the Gemara holds in svar and lamdas, maybe it should relate to pigal as well, but you can't shtel it to a shchita. Because Rava said that that's even Rabbi Eliezer's moida when it comes to hazah, certainly when it comes to shchita. So the bottom line is, isn't this braisa then that mentions the machlokes remain the chachamim with regards to pigal bein berishayna bein beshniya bein beshlishes in the context of the arbam the shalosh shel yom kippurim, that Rameir holds it's pigal, Chacham holds it's not pigal. Isn't that luchura the same machlokes remain the chachamim befaglim bechatzim matter and befaglim bechatzim matter? But if that's the case, at the very least we have a mafurish of braisa that supports the pashtus understanding in the Mishnah Menachos that it is a machlokes remain the chachamim befaglim remain befaglim. Not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that even Rameir holds ein befaglim bechatzim matter. The whole Yisrael Rameir is kolayis al das rishayna oisef. If that's the case, how do you understand pigal bein berishayna bein bishniya bein bishlishes? I understand pigal berishayna, but what does it mean bishniya or bishlishes? Elo my rava say going to pigal berishayna. You have to say that what the Bryce over there was discussing was when the Kohen had a machsheves pigal berishayna. Vishasak, then he was quiet. Bishniya. The chazar or pigal bishlishes. It's not talking about pigal either berishayna or bishniya or bishlishes. There had to have been a pigal berishayna. If there was no pigal berishayna, we're out of business. Then it's dead on arrival. Because Rameir holds ein mefagim v'chatzim mat. It's just kolayis al das berishayna oisa. So why are we talking about shniya and shlishes? Just say pigal berishayna. And you weren't mefagel b'shniyah b'shlishes. What's pigal b'rishayna b'shniyah b'shlishes? So the way you read it is, said Rava, you were mefagel b'rishayna, you weren't mefagel b'shniyah, you were mefagel b'shlishes. The chiddush is, ma'od the tema, I would have thought, Yisrael g'day d'chad as v'shayna, who, it's true, a mayor holds kolay esad as v'shayna oys. I know that from the Mishnah Menachos. But maybe this is worse, because mehad the pegula b'shlishes, lamali, from the fact that the Kohen Gadol had another machshavas pigal during the shlishes, what does it sound like? It sounds like he wants to be mefagel b'rishayna, not b'shniyah, because then he was quiet, and then he wants to be mefagel. So it's true, kolayis al das rishayna oisa, but that's if he was shoysik throughout, after he had the original machsheves pigel. But if you have a machsheves pigel, then you're shoysik, and then you have another machsheves pigel, isn't it mashma that the one time you were shoysik, you specifically were being shoysik? You're coming to say that I don't want the machsheves, so maybe that should be an akira on kolayis al das rishayna oisa, a mashma lon that there is a kolayis al das rishayna oisa, but la'olam shana rameir is not mefagel mechatzi matter, but rather kolayis al das rishayna oisa. Ask Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said that would work if that's what the brayso said. But midi shasak tani, it doesn't say shasak. It says pigel bein berishayna bein bishniya bein bishlishes. What it should have said was pigel berishayna the shasak bishniya u pigel bishlishes. Alam Rav Ashi achem my skin against pigel berishayna bishniya bishlishes. The brayso means what the brayso says. You mefagel berishayna. Bishniya ubishlishes. Not either or, but all three. And that's what bein means. Birishayna bishniya bishlishes. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is you aren't mefagel b'revias. And that's a good deal, because they didn't say anything about the revias. There was the fourth set. What was the fourth set? Al gaga mizbech. Now the time I would have thought, Yisro gadayit chalo yisro das v'shoyinu oisem, mehad the pegula b'chol chadavich adol amali, that l'chura man of shach, either you should have been mefagel in all four, or you should have been mefagel in one. So the fact that you were mefagel in three shows that there's no chalo yisro das v'shoyinu oisem. You mean to be mefagel in what you are mefagel. So that's what I would have thought. So I would have thought that if Rameir holds aim of fagel the chatzim matter, and the only time Rameir holds it's possible pigel, if you had a machsheves pigel and part of an avodah, is where there's a kolayis al das rishayna oisa. Maybe in this case, from the fact that you keep on repeating the machshava, that's a raya that you don't really want to rely on the kolayis al das rishayna oisa. Again, it's like an akir on kolayis al das rishayna oisa. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush in Rameir. But again, la'olam shana Rameir is because of kolayisa. But the Gemara says that too would work if that's what the Braisa said. But v'ha bein kitani. It's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says bein and tap Rashi demashma oibizu. Not you mefago birishayna ubishniya ubishlishes, but rather oibishniya ubishlishes. Says the Gemara. I hear. kasha. Bottom line is, the Gemara doesn't seem to be that impressed with this brisa. Gemara doesn't say tiyufta the Reish Lakish. About kasha the Reish Lakish, we do have. So the Gemara is going to not digress, but go into the kishkes a little bit more of the sugi of Chatzimata with a real lumdish akashi. His next 10 lines are from the more lumdish adafin here in Masechtas Zvachim. Then we're going to resume this discussion of what exactly Pshana Rameya Shita in that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos is. But before we do that, there's a very important Rashi here in the sugya. Rashi repeats it twice, but once he says it as clearly as he can possibly say it, and that is Rashi on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. In the context of discussing Machshavas Pigul, it's Dibur Maskel Kigun Shenasan as Hakoymes veMachshav. Zok Rashi veChol Machshava deKotchim smack in the middle of the Amud on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. VeChol Machshava deKotchim Moitzi bePehu. Every time you find the idea of a Machshava in say the Kotchim, it means not that the Koyin thought a bad thought, but he actually spoke. He said something that he wasn't supposed to say. Kol machshava dekachim moitzi bepehu. Rashi says it again on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It's four lines from the bottom. El Amar Avashi, this last Gemara we learned, kigon shepigel v'hoitzi pigel besvasa. He said it with his lips, meaning he wasn't just thinking it, he was actually talking it. Meaning, throughout Seder, literally the first sugya we learned when we started Seder Kachem was the sugya Machshava Shalei Lishma, and we mentioned that the Tosfos right in the bottom, Tosfos on the Beis Amud Aleph Masechtas Vachim says that in Perek HaMafkid, I discussed from all places Masechtas Bav Metzia, whether when you say the word Machshava in Kachem, do you mean Machshava? He was thinking Shalei Lishma? The Kohen was thinking Pigel? He was thinking all the bad Machshavas? Or he actually said it with his mouth? Taisa doesn't tell you what he comes up with over there, but Taisa says, I am Perek HaMafkid. L'maisa, it's a Mefurish Rashi, not on that base, but it's here on Daf Mem Aleph on the base, and again on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. I mean, this is really ground zero for this discussion. It's Rashi's in the sugyas of Chatzim Mater, where Rashi says clearly, Kol Machshava Dekotcha Moitzi Bepe. The truth is, Rashi says it in Masechtas Pesachim as well, Perek Tavad Nishchat, Pesachim, Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. If you take a look at Tosfos, that Tosfos that Zvachin Daf Beis sends you to, it's in Perek HaMafkid, but Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos says the same thing over there. So the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Tosfos both is Kol Machshava DeKotchim Moitzi BePeh. Stating that, and we've spoken this out already, the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Psuli HaMikdoshim, Halacha Aleph, brings the Halacha Sholish Machshava Yisem Shepoislen Asar Karbonis, the three Machshavas that pass all the carpet. What are the three korbanos? Chutzas manoi, chutzam koymoi, and by a Pesach and a Chata, shaloi lishma. And the Mishnah Melech says, midivrei rabbeinu nira, dechol machshava dekotchim havi afilu b'loi haitzah bepeh. From the stimas loshen haramam, the amount of Torah there is, from stimas loshen haramam. When the Rambam said things, this Torah, and when the Rambam didn't say things, there's even more Torah sometimes. So from the stimas loshen haramam, says the Mishnah Melech. I mean, the Rambam is just quoting Gemara's machshavas. I mean, how many times does the Gemara refer to these as machshavas? Lo yichoshev, there's a loisa say, if somebody has a machshavas pigel, coin trap Yehuda that holds lavshein by ma'isa loikin of the Gemara says chavtes hamaveis even going to get malchus. But the bottom line is says the Mishnah Melech mistima sloshen Rambam nira that the Rambam did not hold like Rashi, did not hold like Tosfos, and he held that machshava means a machshava means a machshava. You don't have to be ma'itzuv. Just something interesting, light. And that is the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud. So he's discussing the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So we know that there's machlokes in Shas, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Interestingly, the mechaber in Hilchas Kriyishma brings the halacha. So what's the halacha? Drum roll. Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Says the mechaber, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the lashon goes something like this. Yesh oimrim, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. The yesh oimrim, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, v'chein halacha. So, I mean, the idea of the mechaber is to clarify the psak. It's still a little bit unclear. Some say no, some say yeah, and that's the halacha. Okay, what's the halacha? That some say yeah and some say no. The pashtus, the place can understand that the chen halacha means mitzvah tzrichas kavana, the latter thing that was mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. Al kapanim misafik, for sure. And that's why the Prima Gadim, Kivega brings the Prima Gadim. But the place can all say that lamaisa, if a person did a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, and he's not sure if he had kavana, do the mitzvah again. Don't make another bracha. Do the mitzvah again, because yesh shoyim mitzvah tzrichas kavana v'chein halacha. But then again, the Shulchan Aruch presented it like maybe it's only a safik. Safik brachas, you don't make the bracha. So as it relates to doing the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah all over again. But as it relates to the bracha, maybe over there safik brachas. Close the Mishnah, close the Minchas Chinuch at the end of the mitzvah, yod, it's ois chav vav. I want to look it up. So close the Minchas Chinuch. I always had a safik. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Does that mean that before you do a mitzvah, you're about to eat matzah, you have to have in mind that I'm about to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh doi raisa of be'erev toichlu matzos? Maybe that's not enough. Maybe you actually have to say it out. Maybe you have to say, hineni muchanim zuman lekayim mitzvah saseh doi raisa shalachil etz matzah. K'moy shekosta b'atayra. Tanigin. So is it b'machshava ba'al masagi? Or no, maybe machshava is not enough. Maybe you actually need a bedibur. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think it's totally in the Mishul Melech Shaila. In Hilchas Psuli Abadasha. So you're learning Hilchas Matzah. He sends you literally to the depths. This is prime real estate. And Seid the Kachin throws you right into a Shaila of machshava is a psulois. When you're learning Kachin, does it mean b'machshava or does it mean b'dibur? Mishul Melech was mesupik. Mishul Melech was medayik mistimus loshen Rambam one way. Rashi and Tosis Rav Shah say another way. Bottom line is we have a Shaila whether machshava is a psulois. Does it mean b'machshava? Does it mean b'dibur? Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think, and he doesn't come off of it. He says, "Lemaisa, I hold that it's mamish going to be totally in that shayla. If a machshava means b'machshava, see, you see, there's a chshivas to a machshava. So who adin as it relates to the sugya mitzvah shikas kavana? B'kavana means b'machshava b'alma. But if you hold that a machshava, it's not enough machshava. You actually have to speak it out. And l'chura, as it relates to the sugya of mitzvah shikas kavana, it's going to be the same exact way. It's a very, very well known tshuva from the Nei Debi Yehuda for the Yoidei Dover. This is from the most bakanta tshuvas. It's in Yerideya." Madura Tinyana, it's Simin Kuf, Simin Tzadikim. And the title of the tshuva is Be'inyan Amiras L'Shem Yichud. It's a controversial tshuva, but it's a very, very well-known tshuva. The Naidimidu was asked by the Shoyl whether the minig that he's seeing, that people before the Mekayim a mitzvah they raisa, most notably Sfiras Omer, but other mitzvahs as well, they say L'Shem Yichud. Should you say the L'Shem Yichud? Or should you not say L'Shem Yichud? So I'll tell you the ending. And who the hell you shouldn't say L'Shem Yichud? And he was pretty sharp about it. But the, and you can, Ayin Shom, beyond my pay grade. But in terms of the actual tshuva, so the Shoyl felt, it seems like, the place that he was coming from was that he argued that there's an inyan of mitzvah srichas kavana, and being that there's an inyan of mitzvah srichas kavana, it's not enough to just think that I'm about to be mekayim the mitzvah of sfiras ha'omer, or whatever mitzvah I'm about to be mekayim. You should say it. It should be with a whole piyut and a whole nusach, and make sure that your machshavas are focused in the right direction before you go ahead. And you mekayim a mitzvah de'iraisa. That was the context that the Shoyl was coming from. And one of the arguments that the Shoyl made to the Nei Debi Yehuda was from a get. The halacha is that when a sofer sits down to write a get, so he has to make sure that he writes the get lishma. And it's mavur that it's not enough that the sofer thinks lishma. The sofer is actually supposed to say mefurish that he's writing the get lishma geirishin. A lot of the gemaras that talk about the idea of lishma by geirishin is talks about what the sofer is supposed to say. It's mashma very much that there's a din amira. So he tainted the shoyl to the Nei Debi Yehuda that if you're supposed to say it by a get, so l'chur, anytime there's a din lishma or kavanas mitzvahs, mitzvah srichas kavana, it's something that you should go ahead and you should say. The Nei Debi Yehuda taina is that I completely disagree. It's true by get there's such a halacha, but as it relates to doing a mitzvah, it's going to be different. Now he says if you want a tzushtel for mitzvahs, the tzushtel is not gerushin, tzushtel is kachim. Where the Gemara says that when it comes to kachim, the halacha is stomach lishma. Not only is stomach lishma, you remember Rabbi Yossi said that even though l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, even though the six kavanas of lishma that a kohen is supposed to have when he does the avodah, but the chachamim made a takana, don't have the machshava of lishma. Why? Because if you're going to think lishma, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up thinking shaloi lishma, and you're going to end up messing it up. Stomach kilishma dami. It's your machshav of shaloi lishma that's the only way to mess up this situation. So besa trachnish lishma, like this, you're not going to end up coming to a shaloi lishma. Tainas the Nei Debi Yehuda, mitzvahs are stomach lishma nami also. So I think mitzvahs are not a tzushtal to gerishin, where the stomach is not lishma, and you need to create a chalois lishma. Over here, the stomach is kilishma. There's nothing to talk about. Now, although stomach is kilishma, but at the same time, there is a halacha of mitzvah shrichas kavana. See, he says, I hear, but I want to balance. This is the Nei Debi Yehuda's chiddush, mitzvah srichas kavana, with the idea expressed in Zochem Daf Beis Amud Beis, which is lishma is a little bit of a slippery slope. So to say that you have to have kavana avada, I agree, mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah sugi and shas, it seems to be the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. But at the same time, to go over the top with the kavana, now already you're infringing on that Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis. Al zeh nemar, don't think too much lishma, because you may end up going and thinking shaloi lishma. Listen to this line. He says, "V'ani oimer, im chashu hasam shaloi oimer lishma, the chama will more worried by a carbon. Not to think lishma pein yoy mas shaloy lishma vechein shaloy yachshav lishma pein yachshav shaloy lishma afshu chshash rochok. Even though it's a vaytach shash a yitte bein lishma v'shaloy lishma kav v'chaymer bekavonas a tefillah v'mitzvahs. Certainly, when it comes to kavonas of tefillah mitzvahs, sheyesh bem kama ikuli upshuri vekama chshash kitzutz benetiyos. Unbelievable. The shayne azov shalanoy de Yehuda. People when they have kavonas and davening, you know, you can make a wrong turn somewhere and it could be problems. Kasherinu kol zeh b'moifes pshita sheyesh levatal shaloy yechavin klal v'dasha oisa hamitzvah l'shem mitzvah. He says, don't go over the top. He says, the anshei knesset hagdolah, they were mesakin what needs to be done, and whatever they told you to do, that you do. Anything else, al zeh na'amazochem da'beis amibeis. Don't go crazy. You're going to start thinking lishma. You're going to think shaloy lishma. You don't know where you're going to end up. Bottom line is, he says, you have to do the bare minimum. So what's the bare minimum? It's the Yehuda fears like this. He says, the bare minimum is make a bracha. A mitzvah that has a bracha, what's the idea of a bracha? Just have kavanah when you're making the bracha. So what does that mean? You don't need a l'shem yichud, you just made a bracha. Al-achilas matzah. You address your obligation of mitzvah shrichas kavanah. If you have kavanah when you did the mitzvah, if you didn't have kavanah when you did the mitzvah, you know, I hear it, then you didn't have kavanah. I don't know what to say. But says the Neid Yehuda, if you make a bracha, with kavanah, shtat, you know, slowly and loud and clear, and then you're done. You don't have to do anything. What about a bracha that does? What about a mitzvah that doesn't have a bracha? So it says in Eid Yehuda, "V'chol davar she'ein bracha lefaneh." Anin noye gloy ma'befi. I say, "Hineni oise davar zel lekayim mitzvahs bayri ubezeh dai ve'ein tzarach yosa." That's what he says. Bottom line is that Eid Yehuda Taka says that there should be an element of peh. He says it clearly. Ani noye gloy ma'befi. Hineni oise davar zel lekayim mitzvahs bayri. But at the same time, ubozeh dai the ein tzarich yoiser, and the Yehuda held more than ein tzarich yoiser. He wasn't tefriden with the l'shem yichud. Either way, just a little bit of light raid. Finish the Gemara, then we'll get into some intense raid. Talk to Gemara. Amamah, Remeir Oimer, pigol v'chayovin olav karas. Remeir said, pigol v'chayovin olav karas, which pashtus is referring to a chatzim matter, and that's this machloek is remeir the chachamim whether mefaglim b'chatzim matter or. One of the halachas of pigal is the only time you chayiv koris, if you eat basar from a carbon that a kohen had a machshavas pigal during the one of the dalad avodas, is if all the matirim were brought, meaning all the dalad avodas were done. Let's say a kohen has a machshavas pigal b'shas shchita, and they do the kabbalah halach and they never did the zrika, and then somebody eats from the basar of this carbon that the kohen shechted with a machshava chutzas mani. It's not going to be a machshavas pigal. He's not going to be chayiv karis. The only time there's a chayiv karis is if the kohen had a machshavas pigal, but betenai that all the matirim were brought. How do I know that? Amar marka tzaras kasha kach tzaras pasul. Gemara's earlier in the Masechta. Mar tzaras kasha ad sheikrivu kol matirim. Just like tzaras kasha, in order to have a kasher carbon, you have to do the dalal avodas. Afar tzaras pasul ad sheikrivu kol matirim. In order to have a carbon pigal, you also have to bring all the matirim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Vakivin the kasha be bifnim psula kamandoloi adi dami. Once the kohen had a machshavas pigal during one of the sets of the hazois, let's pick the first one. He did the hazois bein habadim with a machshavas pigal. At that point, the dam becomes pasul. Once the dam becomes pasul, when the kohen does the next set of zrika by the peroiches and on the dalet karnis of the mizbeach apnimi, and then on the gag of the mizbeach, it's as if he's spritzing water. Ki hadam madi behecha mai ba'ama hu dekadi. So what's the kasha? The kasha is you don't have karvu kol matirav. Whoa. So the Gemara is asking a very, very, very intense question that has a lot of lumpness intermingled with it. But very, very simply, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The halacha is that in order for a karvu to be pigal, it's not enough that the kohen had a machshavas pigal during one of the avodas. You need to do all the avodas as well. So if the kohen had a machshavas pigal b'shas shchita and they didn't do kabbalah, there's no din pigal. I've added the carbon's pasul. They didn't do the avodas. The point is, there's no karas. If somebody eats from the flesh of this carbon, he's not going to be chayiv karas. How do I know that? Kartzos, kosher ka kartzos pasul. In order for carbon to be kosher, you need dalet avodas. In order for carbon to be pigal, it's like a carbon pigal, you need the dalet avodas as well. Now, the emes is, every time you have a carbon pigal, it's a tarta de sasri. It's a catch 22. It's mufrach min eyubet. Why? Because if you need to do four avoidas in order for a carbon to be a carbon pigle, and by definition, in order for a carbon to be a carbon pigle, you have to have a machshava chutzas mani during one of the avoidas, then how could you ever have a carbon pigle? Because when you do the shchita with a machshava chutzas mani, the shchita is not a shchita. If the shchita is not a shchita, then you could do the kabbalah ilach hazrika, but you're not going to have kartzos kosher because you didn't have four avoidas. The avoida that you did with the machshavas pigal is always not going to be an avoida. So how do you have it? How is it possible to have a tenai that in order for a carbon to be pigle, you need that the dalit avoidus were done karatzos kosher? Doesn't make any sense. In order for the avoidus to be done karatzos kosher l'churi, you think you need four kosher avoidus. So if I need four kosher avoidus, I can't have a machshavas pigle. But if I don't have a machshavas pigle, it's obviously not pigle. So you tell me the only time a carbon is pigle is if you had a machshava psula and you did four kosher avoidus. Doesn't make sense, right? So what do you have to say? Rashi speaks this out. You have to say that it's true, in theory it doesn't make sense. It's a gzeres hakasav. The gzeres hakasav is that if one of the avoidas was done with a machshavas pigle, I don't care about that avoida. That avoida counts. It's as if it was done by oifen kosher. I just need the other avoidas. The avoidas that I didn't have the machshavas pigle for, those should be kosher. So if I had the machshavas pigle b'shash shchita, and then I do a good Kabbalah Hilach Hazrika, I look at it as if the carbon was brought with four good avoidas. One of them wasn't good. It's true, but that's the Gzeres HaKos of a pigle. Or if the Machshavas pigle was B'shas Kabbalah, that's the Gzeres HaKos of a pigle. That's all true, Tainas the Gemara, if the entire avoida was done with a Machshavas pigle. But let's say part of the avoida was done with a Machshavas pigle, and part of the avoida wasn't done in a Machshavas pigle. To tell me, in this Chiddush of Kartzos, Kasha, Kartzos, Pasol, that you can count an avoida that's partially b'machshavas pigle and partially not b'machshavas pigle, that the Gemara, for some reason, is not willing to accept. So I'm willing to accept if the entire shechita was done b'pigle, so that somehow counts towards the hartzos, kasher kach hartzos pasul. So if I match it with a good kabbalah lachas rika, it's going to be a carbon pigle. But if only part of an avoida, such as the hazois on Yom Kippur, that were done bein abadim, but not the ones that were done on the paroiches, etc., etc. Over there, now I have a miktsas avoida that was done by machshavas pigle, a miktsas avoida that wasn't done by machshavas pigle. To combine those two, that I'm not willing to do. So the Gemara's kasha is, Remeir, in the Tesefta, whatever pshana holds, that mefagim b'chatzim mater, that's the pashtus, that is a concept that I could have a machshavas pigle during one set, and not have a machshavas pigle during another set. And that's going to be enough to establish a pigle. Tainas the Gemara, I hear it in the lumdus of Chatzimater. I could accept that. That's something I can live with. But if there's halach of Kartzos, kosher, kachartzos, pasul, that you need four kosher avoidas to take an avoida that's Chatzi pigle and Chatzi not pigle and count it towards the Hartzos, that's something I'm not willing to do. An entire avoida, that's the Xeris Hakos of a pigle. But a partial avoida, that I'm not willing to do. Either way, whatever the exact lumdus is, Amar Rabba, Rabba answered the kasha, Mishkachas Labarba, Parum, Badalat Sirim. You have to say, Enochanami. Rameir's halacha, pigle, Berishoina, Beshni, Beshlishes, is only Negea, where you had a special par, or a special sar, not both, or a special sar for the chelik of the hazois that you had the Machshavas pigle on. Being that it was true, a chatzi mater, but it was a ganze par's hazois. There, it doesn't bother me that I'm combining and I'm merging a chatzi avoida that was done with a machshavas kosher and a chatzi avoida that was done a machshavas pasul. It's over there that it's going to be okay. Rava ma filu teme bepar echa v'tzir echa the pigule miratza, which in short means Rava says I don't hear the kasha. Once you're telling me that the machshavas pigul doesn't shter the kartzos kosher kachartzos pasul, so if the whole avoida was done a machshavas pigul wouldn't shter it. Why if the chatzi avoida was done with a machshavas pigul sure it shter it? Either way, frek the gemara kasha barn b'shalosh, but tanya barn b'shevas. The gemara digresses for about 12 seconds. 43 hazois were done on Yom Kippur. I thought there's a price of someone that says 47. So the Gemara, how command Amar Marvin Lekronis, how command Amar a Marvin Lekronis. The Shaila in the Gemara, whether the Kohen Gadol used to mix the Dama Par and the Dama Sair before he did the Hazois on the Karnis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi or after he did the Hazois on the Karnis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If he mixed it before, so it's 16 plus 16 plus 4 plus 7, that's 42. If he mixed it afterwards, that means he would separately do Hazois on the Karnis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Dama Par and from the Dama Sar, so it's an additional 4. It's 16 plus 16 plus 4 plus 4. It's 16 plus 16 plus 8 plus 7. If you do the math, you can end up with 47. Frek the Gemara of Atanya, there's another brisa that says Arbar Mushmoina, not 43, not 47, 48. Hakamandam Mishraim Ma'akvin, Hakamandam Mishraim Ma'akvin. Zamandam that all Shiraim is Ma'akvin. So if Shiraim is Ma'akvin, so the Shvicha Shiraim counts as an Avoida, as a Hazza'ah. If it counts as Azaz, so it's not going to be 47, it's going to really be 48. So again, returning to the Shaila of Mefaglin b'chatzi mater, and Mefaglin b'chatzi mater. We began the sugya, it sounded like it's a machloikis, Rameir and the Chacham, a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, a Tosefta regarding the Mem Gimel Hazoy Shel Yom HaKippur, Reish Lakish, said a Chiddush, even Rameir holds a Mefaglin b'chatzi mater. I, Rameir, holds Kimetz It's not because mafagin the chatzim matter, but rather it's talking about you first had the machshavas pigel, and it's related to kol oisa al das rishayim oisa. Meis veva med varim amurim bekmitza bematan kliya behiloch. When is it true that if you had a machshavas pigel during the avodah, that's if it was during an entire avodah, such as kmitza, such as matan kli, that's the equivalent of kabbalah by a mincha, or halach avodah la'aktara, but when it comes to the aktara, nasan asakoymis b'machshava, v'salavayna b'shtika, v'shanasan asakoymis b'shtika, v'salavayna b'machshava, they're ready, it's a machloikis. Remeir, I'm a pigel v'chayav and all of karis, v'chachamim ma'imrin, this is again, it's the same machlokes, Rameir and the Chachamim, which pashtus means mefaglim b'chatzi matar, ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar. But the Gemara says this brisa would seem to be checkmate, because ketani miyo es akoymitz b'shtika v'salavoyna b'machshava upalik. The brisa addresses both scenarios, whether you were shoysik b'shas the levoyna or whether you were shoysik b'shas the kmitza. Now first they were makta the koymitz, then they were makta the levoyna. So bishleim, if you did the kmitza with a machshavas pigel and then you were shoysik, so that's kol oisal das rishayin oisa. But if you shoysik b'shas the kmitza and then you mefagel b'shas the levoino, so that's just the opposite. So then it comes that you don't have the kol oisal das rishayin oisa, and still Rameir holds pigel. Must be pshan Rameir is mefagel b'chatzi mater. It's a kashon rish lokesh. So it's the Gemara emek far nosan as alavoino b'machshava. Edit the brayso. The brayso doesn't mean that if you were quiet b'shas the kmitza, and then you were mefaga b'shas the levoina. It means if you were quiet b'shas the kmitza, but you had already done the levoina. So you did the levoina first, and you did the levoina with a machshavas pigel. Then, if you're shoysik b'shas the kmitza, it's going to be enough. So it's possible to have a pigel, according to Rameir, if the pigel was b'shas levoina, not b'shas the kmitza, but only if the levoina was done first. But the Gemara says it's a very nice teretz, but it doesn't work for two reasons. Chalda the hainu reisha. Number one, that's it's the reisha. Meaning it's the same case where you va'oid hatanya va'achakach. It's not what the Brisa says. It says afterwards you had the machshavas pigel. Says the Gemara, kasha. Either way, before we end, you just can't go away from this sugya mafagel v'chatzi mater without speaking out a little bit of under. So we have here a shayla. Machlokes Rameir the Chachamim, mafaglin v'chatzi mater or ein mafaglin v'chatzi mater. Rameir Simcha. Not in a classic Meshach Chachma, but in a classic Ar Sameach. Rameh Simcha in Ar Sameach. It's in Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim. Perik Tez Zayin, Halacha Zayin, clears a Shaila. He clears, what would be the Halacha, according to the Rabbanan, that whole, Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Mater. If a Kohen was doing the Avodah, and he had a Machshava Shaloi L'shma, during one of the Hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or during the Haktar of the Koimetz and not the Levoin. It was a Pesach and a Chatos, let's say. A case where Shaloi L'shma is going to Pasa. So what would be the Halacha? Do you say that just like in Mefaglim B'chatzi Mater, so too in Mechashvin Machsheves Shaloi L'shma B'chatzi Mater? It's the same thing. If you can't have a Machsheves Pigel during a Chatzi, then Luchurim Shaloi L'shma should be the same thing. Oye Shaloi Ma'ases Dar Sameach, maybe there's a Chilik between Pigel, and Shaloi L'shma. Meir Simcha says there's a chilek, there's a very lumdish chilek, but before we hear Meir Simcha's chiddush, just a little bit of a hakdama. And that is something that we've spoken at already a few times. That is that there's a fundamental difference between the way mechanically Machshavas Pigel works and a Machshavas Shaloi L'shma. Meaning, if you ask the man on the street, what is Machshava Shloi L'shma? He's going to tell you. You're doing one of the Dalet Avodah Sadam, Shchita Kabbalah Ilocha Zrika, and you had a Machshava Shloi L'shma. Shinui Bailim, Shinui Kodesh, Pesach Hatas, it's Basel, all the other Karbonis, it's Kasher V'lei Olu L'Bailim, L'Shem Chayim. Right? That's what he's going to tell you. If you ask, and what's a Machshava Pigel? He's going to say something very similar. You were doing one of the Dalet Avodah Sadam, Shchita Kabbalah Ilocha Zrika, and you had a mind to either eat the Basel, be Makta Deimurim, do the Zrika, or Shvicha Shiraim, Chutz L'Zmane, Chutz L'Mkaimet. They're both Pigel. If it's chutz l'zmane, the basar becomes really, really bad. You can't eat it. If you eat it, you're going to be chayiv karas. If it's chutz l'mkaimah, it's pickle, but there's not going to be a chayiv karas. Right? That's the answer. So, very similar. You're doing one of the dalet avodah zadam. In one case, you had a machshava shloi l'shma. In the other case, you had a machshava of chutz l'zmane, chutz l'mkaimah. You had a machshava's pickle. That's all true. But at the same time, there's a fundamental difference between why Shaloi L'shma passels b'shas Dalet Avodas and why Pigel passels b'shas Dalet Avodas. The chshivus of the Dalet Avodas as it relates to Shaloi L'shma is I'm doing an Avodah. I'm doing one of the Avodas that need to be done in order for this carbon to be kosher in order for the bala carbon to get the ritzui that he's trying to get out of the carbon that he's bringing. Shechita kabbalah lachas rika are the meratzim that the mechaprim. That's what makes up the hakrova of a carbon. As a result, if you had a bad machshava during one of those four avodas, the carbon isn't going to be a problem. The yisoid of machshavas pigel has nothing to do with the fact that you were mechashev during one of the dalet avodas hachashuvos as it relates to kapara. But rather, yisoid of machshavas pigel during the Dalet Avodas is related to the secondary role that the Dalet Avodas plays. And that is that in addition to the Dalet Avodas Hadan that was done with every carbon, there were also Shiori Mitzvah. Achilas Basar, the Kayanim, the Bailim, depending on what type of carbon it was, Mitzvah, not Mitzvah, Shavuos Nitzrate, you had the Haktaris Emurim, you had the Shvicha Shirayim. There were other mitzvahs that were done together with the carbon. In order for the Kayan to eat the Basar, in order to be Makter the Emurim, in order to be able to do Shvicha Shirayim, you needed to do the Dalet Avodas. The Dalet Avodas were Makter the Basar L'Achila. They were Makter the Emurim L'Haktar. And if you didn't do the Dalet Avodas, you ate the Basar, you're over big Averis. It's not something you're allowed to do. The Dalet Avodas Adam were Makter the Basar L'Achila. They were Makter the Emurim L'Haktar. That means the Dalet Avodas played two roles. On the one hand, they're the mechaprim, they're the meratzin. At the same time, they're also matter. The yisoid of machshavas pigel is being mechashiv while I'm doing a matter about the thing that I'm about to be matter, and say that this thing that right now is awesome, that I'm about to be matter, al yidei davoida that I'm doing, when it becomes mutter, I'm going to manipulate it in a way that's wrong. I'm going to eat it, chutz hazmanei, chutz hamkayimei. I'm going to be matter it, chutz hazmanei, chutz hamkayimei. That's the yisoid of machshavas pigel. But the point that we need to focus on right now is that I'm not being mechashev b'shas the avodah. Yeah, but that's not the punchline. The punchline is I'm being mechashev b'shas a matter. I'm doing something that's matter basar. Shchita, kabbalah, haylach hazrika. And I'm thinking about the basar. Chutz hazmanei, chutz hamkayimei. I'm doing something that's matter emurim laktar. Shchita, kabbalah, haylach hazrika. And I'm thinking about the aktara. Chutz hazmanei, chutz hamkayimei. So shaloi lishma happens b'shas the dalet avodah sadam. Chutz hazmanei chutz hamkayimei happens b'shas the dalet. It's the same context, the same backdrop. The story begins in the same place. Abulav mihay taima. It's a different emphasis, a different punchline. Shaloi lishma is related to the chshivus of the dalet avodas b'teiras miratzin. Pigel is related to the chshivus of the dalet avodas b'teiras matir. Now, how do we know that? It's so many gemaras. I mean, if you look out for it, you'll see it a million times. Number one, daf yud gimel amud aleph. The gemara says that when could you be mefagel? B'shas the dalet avodas. That's not what it says. The gemara doesn't say b'shas the dalet avodas. The gemara says b'dvarim hamevien lidei achila hakasa medaber. We're talking about dvarim hamevien lidei achila. The gemara daf chav chesam beis. The gemara says the only time something a carbon becomes pigel is if you do all the avodas. But it doesn't say you have to do all the avodas. We just said kaitzos kosher kachatzos pasul. Right? If you don't complete the dalet avodas, there's no pigel. What's the lashon gemara? Achi yikruvu kol matirov. We just learned the Gemara. Mefaglin bechatzi matter or ain't mefaglin bechatzi matter. I'll tell you a good one. The Gemara says in the Sugya of Zrika Shalevim Kaimai that if a Kain has a machshavas pigel while he's doing the Zrika Shalevim Kaimai, it's not a machshavas pigel. Zrika de Sharya Basar, mefagla. Zrika de Loy Sharya Basar, Loy mefagla. So the only time you can have a machshavas pigel is if the machshava that you're having is happening at the time that you're doing a matter, because the yisoid of pigel is related. It's related to the din matter. Al kolponim says Rameyah Simcha. If that's the case, I can tell you a davar nifla. I can tell you that the only time you find the sugya of in mefagla mechatzi matter is in pigel, and the lashon agamara is chatzi matter. So he says it could be a chatzi avoda is chashav. So if I need avoida, a chatzi avoida is a dover chashav. A chatzi matter, that's not chashav. And being that a chatzi matter is not chashav, where what I need is a matter, there it's going to be a problem. So as it relates to machshavas pigel, where I need a matter, a chatzi matter is nishkai matter. But when it relates to machshavas shalai lishma, where I don't need a matter, what do I need? I need an avoida. I need a machaper, I need a maratza, a chatzi avoida is considered an avoida. So it says Rameir Simcha that it's true, the chachamim hold eim afagla v'chatzi mata, but when it comes to shaloi l'shma, there is going to be a concept that if a koyin had a machshava shaloi l'shma, b'shas, one of the hazois, it's going to be a machshava pasula, it's going to pass the carbon. Rameir Simcha says that the answer to Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos in our sugyadaf, memalo from the base,
Tosfos Diak is that it's mashman in the Gemara that even the Rabbanon that argue with Rameir, the Rabbanon hold that ein mefaglum bechatzi matter, the Chachamim omrim ein by chorus ad sheyefagel b'chala matter. Tosfos makes a big diak. It sounds like just ein by chorus, but there's still going to be Osir, it's going to be a problem. The carbon's going to be possible. Why is the carbon possible? Tosfos says it's only midirabbanan. Meis Simcha says that I think that the psul derabbanan is because it's a gzera atu shaloi lishma. Because being that the whole halacha of mefagel mechatzi mat is only true by pigel, it's not true by shaloi lishma. So it's a gzera atu shaloi lishma, and he says something brilliant beyond the scope of what we do to answer a kasha from the Gemara Perek Tav and Nishchat Namish Devarim Neflam Adamai. But the bottom line is that's Rameir Simcha. But just to end, Me'inyan le'inyan one ha'ar, that is that just like the halacha is that zrika de leishayu basa le'mefagla, but zrika, yeah, we'll stop here.